Welcome back to another edition of Anthem Flying Voices. Will the Thrill will return with us in just a couple of minutes. But before we do that, I wanted to sit down with some members of AWRC. I actually met them at the Disability Expo back in May. So I would like to introduce you to Mark. Hello, Mark. How are you doing today?
Great. Thank you for having us. I appreciate it greatly.
Of course, of course. And Mark, do you want to kind of introduce who you have in the studio with us today?
I have two people that I've got the privilege to work with. I've got Crystal with us, and I've also got Hannah with us. Hannah actually works with our Supported Living Services on Benchmark Human Services. Benchmark Human Services and AWRC are affiliated. We just have the AWRC end of it, which is kind of the nonprofit of the company. And Hannah actually works on our Supported Living side with folks that have their own houses or share apartments and with other consumers and so forth. And she helps support their lives every day and so forth, which is super to see our people growing both in the work center and both at home. And
yes, yes. And Crystal, how do you enjoy it at home?
It's okay. Sometimes it gets boring.
So for Crystal, is it like more of independent living?
I live by myself.
Well, that's good. That's good. So what are some of the things that you do to kind of like pass the time?
I like to draw and sew.
Do you drive or like or take the bus to any events downtown?
Or no, anything? But I do take the bus to work.
Crystal, where do you work at?
I work at Benchmark. We have different jobs. Like, we have copper and train.
So, Mark, what kind of partnerships do you have with AWRC?
Okay. AWRC, on the shelter workshop side, we actually have partnerships with a lot of different manufacturers. We've had some relationships with companies for over 30 years. We actually package raw materials, metals, and so forth for a company locally that is national and international. We package the material and sew it up and help out with that. We do automotive parts for another company, both locally, nationally, and internationally. We package straws. We have a whole highway safety division where we actually do the cones and barrels and the incinerators, all the different things that keep our highway safety workers safe. And some of the aero boards that you see as you're going down the highway, they're being pulled by a truck or trailer. There's a trailer behind it with an aero board that tells people to move over, or it could have words on it telling that the delay ahead and so forth. We actually build those from scratch.
Awesome.
When I say we, that's back at our work center. We have about 90 other consumers that work and dedicate themselves to doing a phenomenal job. Crystal, we were fortunate enough for her to start with us in 2021, and it was her first job ever in her life and so forth. And it's super to see her grow and so forth and experience some different things. And it's kind of nice with some of our folks. It's more of a factory type setting and so forth. And for some people, we know that's not the right setting and so forth. Right now, we pay by the piece. There's a program that's called the 14C certificate. But the state of Indiana has announced that will not be funded for in 5 more years. We will actually be going off that certificate the 1st of January of 2027. So we've kind of been working on a transition program, which I think is great for our folks. It gives them some choices that they've never had before. Basically, the choice was either you go to day programming, which is more the arts and crafts and some skill building, some soft skill building and so forth, or you go to workshop. I just know personally for me, neither one of those two would be a good fit for me because that's just not my makeup and so forth, and that's what we see with some of our people. So now what they're going to do is we're actually looking at community employment for some of those folks. Maybe an hourly job at the work center Then maybe some people might want to transition into what we might have as a discovery center that's still in our building and so forth. It's giving the people a chance to make a choice, to do things that incite them. And maybe our discovery center might be where we're doing some volunteering, going out and doing tours of business to find out what it's like to help them expand and get ideas. I'm just super excited about that and seeing our people growing and so forth. We've been working on doing what we call Coffee and Careers one morning. We're bringing in guest speakers, and we're kind of reversing the roles, and our consumers are actually the interviewer, and the business owner or the manager or whoever it might be is the interviewee. And it's kind of nice for our folks to actually, they're leading it. And I am just so proud of what they're doing and so forth. And it is definitely a big team effort that we have in our work center, actually from our company, from the president on down, about the initiative and where we're going. So it is super to see that.
Okay, that's awesome. That's awesome. Now, also, you know, kind of on the same note of Benchmark, so I actually did... back in 2005, I actually got services through Benchmark, to basically train me in the factory job that I ended up going to, which was Parker Hannifin in New Haven. Now unfortunately that job is no longer there, due to economics and just stuff out of our control. But I would definitely say, like Mark said, that Benchmark has a lot of different programs to offer if you are looking for the extra push, or to even help you or even to help be empowered to do. So I also saw online that one of your partnerships is with Camp Red Cedar. Can you explain what you do, how your Benchmark clients can get involved with Camp Red Cedar?
Camp Red Cedar is actually part of underneath the AWRC wing. They're also part of the nonprofit. Camp Red Cedar actually is a 57-acre camp that's right here in town, on the north end of town. Great wooded area and so forth. They have horses and swimming and a little beach for people. They have a lodge that is just a phenomenal facility. They're actually now renting that out for people's wedding events and so forth. But they do offer some day camps. They do offer some overnight camps. Remember off the top of my head how many each year and so forth, but they're so popular that they actually fill up within a matter of about 10 minutes on the morning of registration and so forth. And that's not just for Benchmark people. That's open to anyone that has the waiver. And so it is just, it's a great community effort and so forth. But the camp also does things year-round. And on their website, they have their own website, which is Camp Red Cedar. .com. Feel free to go to that, and they are super help you out with anything you might need and so forth. And you can even call Benchmark Human Services too, and they can route you over to Camp Red Cedar.
Do you have any dream partnerships that you would like to collaborate with?
I have so many dreams in my head and so forth. I am just very impressed with the community. We started out the beginning of this year looking at, okay, how can we maybe help some of our folks experience some things that they've always thought about doing? I want to work at McDonald's because that's the only thing I get a chance to go see. So I've been reaching out to a lot of local businesses. Could we just come out and do a tour and so forth? And our local community has been phenomenal with extending offers to our people coming in and taking the time to show them what they do from behind the scenes. And was kind of nice. We had a great daycare that let us come in, and we had a young lady that was there and so forth. And she's like, thank you. And the lady asked, would this be interesting to you? She goes, no, but because kids stink. And you know, that is great, because I want people to be able to self-advocate for themselves. But they found out also that the daycare wasn't just about taking care of kids, hands-on and so forth, but there was a lot of other things that needed to be done at a daycare that someone could do, whether it be janitorial or it could be laundry. This particular daycare actually prepared meals for the folks and did services and so forth. So that is what I love about getting them out there, so they can experience and see different things. I am just thrilled and so impressed with our team that we have, because it is definitely taking a village to do what we're doing, and I'm very thankful for what I'm doing and the people that I get to work alongside of.
Well, I can tell you, Mark, that it definitely is important, in what you're doing, and you know, being a self-advocate for myself and my autism, you know, it's truly important for all of us to come together. And amplify voices, you know, in this community, with partnerships and all that. And I will be one of the first to say too, that if you ever have any clients here, with AWRC that would like to be involved with, our program, you're more than welcome to introduce them to us.
I appreciate it, and I already have. I was very impressed with meeting you at the expo, and it's that partnership and so forth. It is not me. It is we have a team of people. So yeah. For the 130 people that we have back at our work center, thank them. They are just phenomenal.
Yeah. And we definitely want to, you know, just take a moment to thank everyone, you know, and the workshops at AWRC. Mark, one of the last questions I have for you is, can you let us know how a potential client can get involved with your programs?
For the workshop center, it used to be they have to be on the waiver to be able to come in and so forth. We would do tours and so forth and bring people in, and they would actually go to the piece rate. When we announced we were going off the 14C certificate, we stopped doing intakes, because from the president on down, the goal was anyone that we have in the building right now will have a place when we go off the 14C certificate and do what they want to do. So we didn't want to still have influx of people and not be able to keep that commitment. But we do have folks that are in our work center now that are paid hourly. They're actually called production assistants, and folks can actually apply online at benchmarkhumanservices.com. There is a career section, and go underneath the Indiana tab, and they can apply for production assistance. There is some requirements there about keeping production rates up, just like you would at a job in a factory and so forth. But if there's a posting up there, they're more willing to apply and then kind of go through that route.
Okay. Is there anything else that we might have left out that you want everyone to know about?
I guess my biggest thing is, I know we have some folks that have been with us for a long time, or folks that have been in work centers for a long time, and families that have had them in there, and maybe some hesitation about, oh, this is going to change their world up and this, that, and everything else, and the workshop's going to close down. We're not going to close down in 2027. As I said, we're going to have a couple of different options. Some people might not be working a community job, and the community job would actually be designed about that person and what they need. And if that's working 3 hours a day, 3 hours a week, whatever the case might be, that's fine. But they still can be able to attend the work center and be part of our vocational building, discovery, take part of all those different things that we're doing and so forth, and still be with their friends that they've known for many, many years and so forth, and maybe be an hourly, the combination of all three. And just that peace of mind to families and to the folks that we serve, that their loved ones will be taken care of just like they always have.
Well, I want to thank you for stopping in today. Again, my guests tonight are Mark and Crystal from AWRC, and I want to thank them for stopping in today.
Thank you very much. And I just want to thank Crystal and all of her peers and so forth, because we couldn't do this without them.
Yes. Yeah. And with that, everyone, we'll be right back after this with more Anthem Fine Voices.